Columbus's housing market remains one of the hottest in the country. So will that continue in 2020? Joining me now is Jessica Louts, the vice president of the National Association of Realtors. They're hosting their first real estate forecast summit today, and Columbus is considered one of the group's most outperforming markets. Jessica Louts, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So outperforming just means overperforming for its size, or what exactly does that mean?
So what we expect in the next 3 to 5 years is that there's a lot of people moving to your local area, and we know that it's very attractive. So we think it's going to outperform in comparison to 100 top metro markets in the U.S.
So prices have been on the rise here, and homes have not been staying on the market for long. If we can get into that a little more, what exactly is the forecast for the Columbus market for 2020 and 2021, if you can be a little more detailed about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do see is that there's consistent job growth in your area and is above the national average growth. In your local area, it's relatively affordable in comparison to other metro areas. So it's very attractive for people to move there. And so you're going to continue to see in-migration into the region from other states. What we have found, of course, is that as that happens, the demand for housing continues to rise.
So whenever prices rise and rise and rise, there start to be concerns about a potential bubble. Are there any concerns about a looming bubble here in Central Ohio or anywhere else in the country?
No. In your local area, especially because we are seeing relative affordability, because we do see on a nationwide scale that mortgage credit conditions are tight, there's no concern of a bubble. The demand is there. It's from homebuyers who want a primary residence. It's for first-time homebuyers who want to be able to enter the market. And what we actually see is that half of renters who move to your area have the necessary income to buy a medium-priced home. So this is not necessarily a concern. These are buyers who want to enter the market.
So the market is great for real estate agents and for sellers, but as you say, it's tougher for buyers with these continued low inventories. Aside from job growth and more people moving here, are there any other reasons why there are just not that many homes for sale right now?
Absolutely. We know that builders need to build homes today, and we see a very low amount of inventory for those at the affordable price point. So for first-time homebuyers, for those who want to downsize, it's very difficult to be able to find that smaller type of property, that more affordable type of property that many empty nesters or new buyers want to enter the market.
In November, 4 Ohio cities were listed in the nation's 20 hottest real estate markets. They include Columbus, Canton, Dayton, and Springfield. Again, aside from job growth, are there any reasons why Ohio suddenly seems to have this really active housing market?
People are looking out of coastal areas. They're looking for a place where they can move, where they can raise a family, where they can actually find relative affordability. And so that's what we're finding is happening, is that people are moving towards where their families are, where they grew up, where they can have a sense of family around them. And so that is a consistent theme that we are seeing with it throughout different data sets.
Jessica Louts is vice president of the National Association of Realtors. They're hosting their first real estate forecast summit today, and Columbus is considered one of the group's most outperforming markets. Jessica Louts, thanks again.
Thank you.